This is Sunday Conversations. Sunday Conversations is a presentation of Davis Broadcasting, Inc. in cooperation with Russell Innovation Center for Entrepreneurs, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Hello and welcome to Sunday Conversations on Smooth Jazz 101, Smooth Jazz 100. I'm your host, Ashley Scott, the Internal Communications Manager at the Russell Innovation Center for Entrepreneurs. And today we talk to another outstanding Rice stakeholder, Ms. Natasha Simmons of Yacht Club Access. Hey, Natasha.
Hi.
How you doing today?
I'm good.
So glad to have you on the show, and I'm really excited to share with our audience the story of how your business came to be. What motivated you to take the leap into entrepreneurship?
Well, so I kind of didn't have a choice. I grew up in a household where my mom was a serial entrepreneur. I come from a family of entrepreneurs. So it was just really a matter of what was I going to be doing in business. It was inevitable.
Okay, so how did you enter into the fashion and swimwear industry?
My family, I have a lot of women in our family, and we're pretty much fashion heads. I was a fashion girl since the day I was born. So I knew, at some point in my life, I wanted to be a model. When I was younger, I used to watch Spring Bling. Mm-hmm. That kind of tells my age a little bit, but and just always wanted to be in that limelight and show off my clothes and look cute.
Mm-hmm. You always do look cute, Natasha. Every time I see you, even when you down, like you be like, "Oh, I'm just dressed down enough." Yeah. You still cute, girl.
Thank you.
So now that you have built out this business, like before you built out Yacht Club Access, what were you doing? Have you always been an entrepreneur? Did you try other entrepreneurial pursuits before Yacht Club Access became the success that it's becoming?
Yes. So my first love was music. I had a record deal when I was 16, but I was bad, skipped school. So my mom was like, "Nope, not signing that contract." Then I was a model and an actress and celebrity hairstylist. So, all things of the arts. I went to a performing arts school. So I just love music, dance, fashion.
So you are a creative person. Yes. I see it come out. I want to even talk a little bit about you went to Columbia. Yes. With the Russell Center and Atlanta Black Chambers not too long ago. And you guys did a spontaneous photo shoot. Yes. There where your creativity came out.
Yes.
So how are some of the ways that you get to infuse your creativity in your business with your lines, and just how do you feel like that comes to life for you?
So along with me being a creative, I am a visionary. I believe in seizing the moment of opportunity. So I knew that we were going to a country that was beautiful and colorful. And of course, my collection that I had curated basically had lots of beautiful colors and patterns as well. So I said, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Along with me making history, why not pack a few pieces and do some impromptu photo shoots? Lo and behold, when I got over there, I had no idea that there would be models lined up ready to shoot for me. And even all the way up until last night, they're still, contacting me. Hey, when you coming back?
Love that.
So it was amazing. I had a great time and we had a ball.
Yes. So I want to talk about collaborations and just how do you see Yacht Club Access when it comes to just, are you going to always be just, this brand that I've seen on like the Buckhead magazine and in the W, or yes, is the goal to expand into things beyond just the luxury swimwear? Like if I'm somebody who doesn't feel like luxury is for me, is there something for me in the Yacht Club Access brand?
Well, so what I like to emphasize is that I created Yacht Club for individuals who feel like they don't have the access. They don't belong. So, of course, you have several other brands that, for those who just aren't with it. I mean, it's not for everybody. However, I, for whatever reason, got bit with the luxury bug at an early age. And this is my lane. This is my zhuzh. And through me building out Yacht Club, I am meeting a lot of people who look at me like I'm living the dream life. And I'm like, listen, I got the same 24 hours you do. Mm-hmm. I have the same struggles you do. I just go after my dreams and aspirations. And so I'm building out Yacht Club for those who feel like they can't afford it. They want to be on these yachts. They want, they're looking at these images and videos on social media and they're oohing it on. No, come on, girl. Let's go get on this yacht. I got one.
Yes. So it sounds like your brand is very empowering too. Yes. So what are some of the things I think you want your people who wear your line to feel? What's the overall goal for Yacht Club Access? You talked a little bit about it, but I'd love you to dive a little deeper then.
Yes. So for me, you know, when I was younger, I was, you know, I'm really particular when I speak of size, but I was a fatty patty. So I was so excited when I got the chance to put on, you know, my first bikini. So with that, I want other women to tap into that for themselves. You know, go inside yourself and just basically push beyond your boundaries. Like, you're telling, you know, you've lived so long by saying, okay, I can't. Well, today you woke up, then let's do it, you know? I just want to wake up that self-confidence, that self-awareness, that queen that lives in you. And when I look in the mirror every day and I say, you know, I am an entrepreneur, I am a go-getter, like, that is my duty for that day. And every day I wake up to be an example to show other women you can do this too. So that's what I want you to feel when you put on a bathing suit. You know, most people, when they look at swimwear, they're like, oh, I got this and I got that and ooh and da 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 da. No, just put it on. And who cares?
Yeah.
You know, I put on my swimwear and, you know, it's quite revealing. I'm bodacious and I tell them, listen, if you didn't want to look at this, you and your kids should have stayed home.
Hell right now. Okay. Now, the journey of an entrepreneur is often filled with ups and downs. Can you tell us about a time where you encountered like a significant challenge and how you navigated through it? Because entrepreneurship is never easy.
It is not. And to be honest, like, in everything in life, in business, you will always hear me speak about reverting back to yourself, your faith base. What do you believe? You know, how are you pushing the boundaries? If you're telling yourself you're not going to do it, then you're not. If you're telling yourself you are, then you are. You know, so the biggest challenge that every entrepreneur faces is, you know, the finance.
Mm-hmm.
I knew going into this that, you know, what the odds would be and what the the statistics, and, you know, when they say most businesses don't survive after 3 years, blah blah blah. So I already geared up for the pros and the cons, and when those cons came around, I just continued to focus on the passion and the prize and let whatever that con is work itself out. Mm-hmm. And particularly, my bank account had gotten all the way down to where I didn't have a comma in it. And my monthly bills are commas, you know? And so I just said to myself, listen, I'm not going back to work. This is what I want to do. I'm going to see this to the end. I don't know how I'm going to figure this out, but I'm just going to keep rolling. And before you know it, as a matter of fact, I was here at one of the Russell Center events and I got an email. I had gotten approved for $50,000. Okay, then, what if that? So that was proof that I'm never worrying about this ever again. Did I get back to that same table? And did that $50,000 run out? Yes. Did that account go below them commas again? Yes. But am I still sitting here? And is Yacht Club still living and breathing? Yes. So my inspiration, and I'm saying that as an example of, don't worry about those hurdles and those stumbling blocks. They're going to be there. They're supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to you on how you're going to maneuver them, whether you're going to go over it, under it, beneath it, whatever. But you got to keep going.
Mm-hmm. Focus on your passion and the prize. I like that.
Yes.
So have you had mentors in this business? I know sometimes you can be lucky and get somebody who really holds your hand. And then sometimes I hear, for us as African-Americans, like, ain't nobody even in this lane.
Right.
I'm the first one going down it. So
right, right.
What has been your experience with that?
So I became, as I got older, it became very important to me to work on myself,
mm-hmm,
at all times.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a one and done thing. It's something that you will constantly be doing. So I definitely advise my fellow entrepreneurs to get a mentor, you know, a life coach or someone that can speak life into you and someone who can that you can bounce things off of and that can give you different perspectives in a different light. I am fortunate that I have a really good friend. I met her years ago. She's also my life coach. She's my spiritual healer. She's my person I call and scream out to. She's the one I call when I want to cuss somebody out. She's the like, so yes, I do have a mentor, a life coach. And it's really, I mean, her job is quite easy simply because I do a lot of self-evaluating already.
What do people say about your product? When people talk about Yacht Club Access, what do they say?
They say, you know, oh, you know, this is so cute. This is sexy.
That was me yesterday. I was going through your stylist look event.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, this is so nice.
Yes. Yes. You know, the response is great. You know, the touch, the feel, the fabric. Everyone loves it. So I just need that love to turn into you buying it.
Mm-hmm. Quality for sure.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
What has being a Rice stakeholder done for you, being a part of our ecosystem?
Oh my gosh. So when I learned of Rice, at the time, prior to me learning Rice, I had set out and said, I need to be in an environment of camaraderie. Mm-hmm. I need to be around other entrepreneurs who are going through the same thing that I am, who could speak life into me as well as I could speak life into them, and we could push each other to keep going. I need that. And I was searching on social media and saw one of my mutual friends constantly was posting about it. So I'm like, what is this? And then when I learned of it, I'm like, okay. And then at the time, all of this was happening at a great opportunity, a great time, because the new stakeholders orientation had come around. So I said, okay, let's go and let's see. Came to the orientation, listened to Jay Bailey, the CEO of Russell Center, speaking, and he literally was speaking to me. I'm like, yes, I need to be here. So fast forward, I joined, I believe, like in the March or April timeframe. By the month of August, I had achieved my 2-year goal in my business.
Wow.
So my experience here at the Russell Center has been amazing. You know, I will always advocate and constantly, and this is not, you know, an advertisement or a commercial. I'm not getting paid to say this. But truly, that experience has helped my business. I'm already a go-getter. I am someone who gets up every day, and I'm going to achieve whatever it is that's on my agenda for that day. And the fact that I can walk into the Russell Center and they have the resources, or I can go and knock on someone's door and say, hey, I need X, Y, and Z, and either they point me to that resource or show me how to get it. That's always been my motto. Listen, I don't need you to hold my hand. Just point me into the direction and I'm going to get there.
So when is the next collection dropping? When you have the next event? What's happening next for Yacht Club Access?
Whew, it's a lot. Oh my gosh. So next up, the spring collection will be dropping February. We're going to go ahead and roll that thing out early. Thereafter that, we'll be gearing up to do another photo shoot for the summer collection. I will be doing a soft launch shop for mentorship, which will be benefiting Big Brothers Big Sisters organization.
Cool.
Yes. And we have The Atlanta Magazine, which is our exclusive media sponsor, that will be held at the Buckhead Club. And so I do have a partnership with the Waldorf Astoria right now. I have a meeting with them in 2 weeks to discuss furthering the partnership. So I'm looking forward to my customers being able to shop Yacht Club Access when they go and stay at Waldorf Astoria.
That's so cool.
Thank you.
I just am so excited for all the great things happening for you,
Thank
Natasha,
you.
And for
thank
Yacht
you.
Club Access. I'm
thank
so
you.
Excited that you're a stakeholder here at the Russell Center.
Thank you.
And I want to thank you for being here today to share your invaluable insights and
Absolutely.
To just tell your entrepreneurs entrepreneurial story. So to our listeners, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Conversations. I'm Ashley Scott, and for more information on today's episode, click the Sunday Conversations tab at smoothjazzatl.com.
Tune in every Sunday at 11 a.m. as we celebrate innovation, perseverance, and the entrepreneurial spirit. Sunday Conversations, hosted by Ashley Scott, only on Smooth Jazz 101, Smooth Jazz 100.